Okay, anyhow, so we had reconfigured it, got it all working with the RTCM controller, All-Star, getting it ready, prepped for satellite receivers, and we noticed something was wrong with it. It was in carrier squelch, or something was going on where it didn't matter what you keyed up, what tone, even no tone, it would still key. And it was having these annoying squelch bursts. And so I ran up there to make sure the repeater was programmed right, which it was. And so then I thought maybe it was a setting in this the new controller. And so we checked that out on Saturday morning when I got the credentials for it, because I didn't know where it was on the network. And then when we found that, Fred took a look at it because he's got some experience with those and said everything's programmed right except for it always looks like it's got PL. It doesn't matter. Even when it's not receiving, it shows a logic level for PL. Like, what? So, Wally, that started bugging me. So we went up there, and Wally and I, and tore into it, and found out that it was misconfigured. So we configured it, got it all up and running. Felt good to do that, but it was just bugging me. So instead of being outside on a nice day, I was up at a repeater site doing that, which wasn't all bad, but it wasn't outside.